Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Wake up.
I love this show.
Chum 1045. It's Chum 1045's Breakfast Battle. Let the battle round begin.
Just like we do every morning at 6:30, a battle. Mm-hmm. The Breakfast Battle. You're either on Team Marilyn or Team Jamar. Let's see who the players are today. On Team Marilyn is Mark.
Mark.
Hey, morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Are you in the car?
No, I'm at home.
Okay, very good. And we got Kira, who's playing for Jamar.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
Kira.
Morning. Where are you?
I'm in the car.
You want to turn it down a little bit?
Pardon me,
a passenger in the car. Tell them to keep it down, okay?
Yeah. I am.
You need all of your concentration for this.
Uh-huh.
So the topic today is things you need a break from. Things you need a break from. Yeah. I'm sure we all have a long list.
Maybe your carpool.
Don't say yes or no yet.
So there's an overnight stay for two with breakfast and dinner at your choice of either the Prince of Wales Hotel, Queen's Landing Hotel, or Pillar and Post Hotel, Niagara on the Lake, courtesy of Vintage Hotels. And Jamar and Kira, you're up first.
Okay, Kira.
Okay.
Let's do it. Things you need a break from. Channel your inner frustrations for this, okay? Caitlin, please bring us in.
Okay, Kira, your 30 seconds starts now.
How you get the snow off your driveway in the winter, you?
Shovel.
If you're not moving on the 401, you're stuck in?
Traffic.
Good Life, LA Fitness, and Planet Fitness are all?
Gym.
When you don't have to set an alarm clock, you are?
Sleeping in.
You need to do this activity often so you'll have food for dinner.
Cooking. Grocery shop.
The C word for preparing food into meals.
Cooking.
Parents need a break from their own what?
Kids.
In the winter, you go south to escape the?
Weather. Cold.
Okay.
Wow. Mark, you got your work cut out for you. How many?
8 out of 8.
Yeah.
Woo!
Might I add, her answer was so convincing when she said kids.
There was no hesitation on
How many, Kira?
2.
Yeah.
How old are they?
They are 16 and 20.
I knew one of them was a teenager. I just knew it.
I made it through one, so I just have one more to go.
Okay, sweetie. You're almost there. Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, Caitlin's going to take us in.
All right, Mark, your 30 seconds starts now.
Your partner's family is known as your what?
Wedding. Family.
Your partner's...
Relative.
Your partner's family. The J word for what you do for a living.
Job.
The kind of work that kids do after school.
Homework.
Putting your clothes in the washer and dryer is doing what?
Laundry.
The person who you report to at your work is called your... The device that you're using right now.
Phone.
The people you live next door to are called your...
Neighbors.
It's good to go to the country. Get out of the...
That's
good.
It.
Huh?
What?
You got it. Yeah. How many?
Oh, my goodness, Mark. Mark, you got 7.
Mark, you know what? You know what? I just want to say this to you. The partner's family, your partner's family is known as your in-laws.
Oh, in-laws.
I wouldn't call them relatives.
Like my Heisman pose?
Yeah, that was good. But listen, that was really good, you two. Mark, unfortunately, you did not win, but Kira did, and she gets to go to one of the Vintage Hotels on Niagara on the Lake for an overnight stay for two with breakfast and dinner. And that's when you can get a break from the carpool and that 14 and 20-year-old.
I was going to say, though, that now the 16-year-old's going to throw a party.
No.
Don't tell him where you're going.
The 16-year-old at home.
Yeah, 16 right. and 20.
Everyone gets a break. Yeah.
Do me a favor and don't take him with you, okay? Just feel
nope.
safe.
He's not on the list.
Okay, listen, both of you, you played such a great game. Thank you for listening to Chum.
So this is the Google search game. You could play listening in the car or at home also, but you guys are playing in the studio.
Okay.
This is how it works. I'm going to give you a few words, maybe a phrase, and then you got to tell us what word you think is the first word that Google completes the phrase with.
Oh.
And it's usually the thing that's the most searched on Google.
Okay, right.
And you'll be surprised when you hear these.
Okay, so.
Okay, so let's start with
So this. We're thinking about what Google would say.
Yeah, the next word right. in the Google search.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Does Kanye West have a... What's the next word? Well, Google fills this word in because it's the most likely word that everyone in the world is searching when they search this phrase. So what would you think it is?
Caleb?
Does Kanye West have a...
Narcissistic personality disorder.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
But that is a good try. Does Kanye West have a...
Agent.
No.
Dumb. That was stupid. I thought of other words, but they were very...
Have a Brain? Well, we know he has a brain, but it's a good question. Google puts in PhD. Apparently, a lot of people want to know if Kanye has a PhD.
No, like,
I think his mother has a PhD. Dr. Donda. Yeah, she has a PhD.
She did.
Donda West, yeah. So that's what everyone else wants to know. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Okay, here we go.
Can you use a watermelon to... Tread lightly. No, fill it in. Can you use a watermelon to... Marilyn?
No, I'm thinking. Can you use a watermelon to...
Make a slushy vodka cooler.
There you go.
You can, but that's not what it is.
Oh. Can you use a watermelon? It's the two that gets me.
Yeah.
Can you use a watermelon
it's
to...
It's a big fruit with a lot of, you know... It's
to
like...
carve out for a pumpkin.
That's not it.
No, it's terrible.
Check this out. Can you use a watermelon to charge your phone?
Charge your phone?
I don't know why people are searching that.
Come on, people.
Like, who wants to do that?
All right.
People who don't have PhDs like Kanye.
All right. Check this out.
Okay.
Do pets know if...
You're upset.
No, that's not it.
You're coming home. You're on your way home.
That's a good one. I think they...
They do know.
I always wonder if they do.
Oh my gosh, they definitely know.
But that's not it.
Do pets know that you're cheating?
Oh, man.
Hey, Marilyn, parrots do. Tell you that.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not your wife. That's not your wife. Okay. Do pets know if I'm pregnant?
Oh.
And apparently, I think dogs could smell certain hormones on people. They could tell if a woman's menstruating. I've seen, like, you know, people say the dog gets all up on you and stuff. And they could tell if you're pregnant.
Well, when you're about to go to another planet. No. When you're about to, bye-bye. At old people's homes, you know, at senior homes, a cat will lay on your chest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one last one.
That was sad. Let's make it happy again.
Is there anything better than... Next word. So...
Okay, I'm going to say this. Is there anything better than coffee? I'm going to say that.
That's not it.
I'm going with, you know, people are perverts, sex.
I'm already going to answer say no, but that's not what the answer is.
What is it? Is there anything better than...
Netflix.
Oh.
Can you believe it? People love them some Netflix. All right, we'll play this
Which
again
leads
later.
To the sex thing.
I was going to say, they mean Netflix and chill.
That's
and
not
chill.
That.
That's not
chill.
Yeah, all right. National holiday, it's your birthday. What are you going to do?
Some people already celebrate their birthday like it's a national holiday.
Yeah.
So happens to fall on a national holiday.
Sure.
My birthday is St. Patrick's Day, says a texter.
Perfect.
Celebrating on a weekend is okay, but it makes it a stat holiday in Canada. Okay, my birthday is October 17th, so you can imagine how I would celebrate my birthday now in Canada. October 17th.
Well, that's in between Thanksgiving and Halloween. What direction are you going on this one?
Yeah.
Scary Thanksgiving?
I would say you go Thanksgiving. Because celebrating your birthday on Halloween, you completely get overlooked. Because no one wants to be festive and warm on Halloween. Everyone wants to be just scary and kind of
They're
like,
dressed up and this city is huge with Halloween. Huge.
It's more about Halloween than it'll ever be your birthday.
On October 17th, 2018, the Cannabis Act came into
play. Oh, that's the signif. We completely missed that one.
That took me a minute.
You were quick on the draw now.
Sorry, thank you. Thank you, Texter.
Listen, I always say that my birthday is the biggest Caribbean street party on the earth. It is Caravana Weekend.
Yeah.
And it's... Nailed it on that one. Because that is, if my birthday were a national holiday, that's exactly how I would celebrate it.
Yeah.
Speakers, big speakers to the ceiling, people dancing in the street. Absolutely. Plenty of rum flowing. My birthday is exactly how I would celebrate it.
So if your birthday were a national holiday, how would you want people to celebrate? I think we're all very satisfied with our birthdays.
Extremely.
Especially the St. Patrick's Day one. The cannabis one was really good. What else do we have?
We have a lot of people who are saying beach parties, fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
They would like to do an outdoor music festival. A lot of summer vibes. I'm getting that people really want to celebrate in a summertime way, whether it's a beach or a pool or a barbecue or a festival.
Let me ask you a question. If your birthday just so happens to fall on Valentine's Day, is that good or is that bad? I think that is a complicated birthday.
Because then I think it's good because then you have a real reason to celebrate instead of a forced reason.
Exactly. But I mean, if you're one of those people that want to have a Valentine's Day, a romantic moment,
right,
kind of messes it up.
Well, you can always give yourself chocolate and take yourself out for dinner and not talk to yourself like most couples do.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you so much. Let me know.
that major trending change at Instagram is that the following activity tab is disappearing. If you wanted to find this, you used to just click on the heart icon in your Instagram and it would be split into two portions. Mm-hmm. It would be, you know, what you were doing and what people you were following were up to. And it could be a clever way to snoop on what your friends or romantic interests were liking, who they followed, and the sometimes scandalous comments that they made on people's posts. So a spokesperson from Instagram said that the following activity tab had, quote, was no longer useful. And what I want to know, because I saw somebody tweet this, they said, who at Instagram got caught liking another girl's photos to make them delete the following section?
That's a very good assessment.
Is that what happened? That's what I want to know.
We went into the negative lane, and I think we're right.
Yeah.
I think so. There's too many complaints.
I had a personal experience with this where I went over to the following activity tab, and I saw that somebody who I sort of worked with and frequently saw and had to make small talk with in the office kitchen was liking a bunch of X-rated adult film stars.
That's great.
Photos and commenting like fire emojis.
Yeah.
It was really awkward, and I don't think he realized, as many people don't, that your activity was very visible to all of your followers on that tab. So I was just like, okay, guess I know what you're into.
Sometimes I think people, when they're doing these kind of things, when they're activating or mm-hmm. they're making comments, they think it's private because they're having this one-on-one conversation.
It's not.
With themselves.
Right.
And it's not.
No, and now I have to wait for the coffee to get made at the coffee machine, just staring at them going like, oh.
What's on your mind?
I don't want to know this about people. Anyways, so you know what? So maybe that's the bonus. We don't need to know this about people anymore. Toronto, not happy heading into the Thanksgiving weekend. We talked about this and it stirred up some controversy in the room in our 640 trending, but the Gardiner Expressway is going to be closed this weekend, the Thanksgiving weekend. This isn't news. Like, the city announced this a while ago, but I think as people start making their travel plans for the weekend, they're going to be driving to see family. They're cluing into how hard your road trips this weekend might be as a result of this closure. So it's going to be closed for maintenance work. This is all in advance of the upcoming winter season from 11:59 p.m. Friday until 5 a.m. on Monday.
Man, that Friday commute is going to be crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
So leave today.
Yeah.
Leave tomorrow.
They should close
Make
work.
Make your plans around the plans.
Offices should be closed Friday all day. No one should go to work on Friday.
If you look at this building, they're going by noon. Let me tell you.
Yep.
Yeah, they are. But you know what? You have to make your plans around the city, making some adjustments.
Yes.
I have no problem with this.
Okay.
Because I have to use the Gardiner. So I'm going, okay, I have to make alternative plans. That's the way a city works.
This isn't going to impact my Thanksgiving travel plans, but if it's impacting yours, text us now to complain.
Okay.
I'm going to borrow Marilyn's chopper that weekend.
Okay.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Wake up.
I love this show.
Chum 104.5.